Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force News Burst Live with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, brought to you by General Joe's Reborn.com. Just a little quick video today. We're not going to go into loads of detail. I'm a bit late in starting, actually. I actually planned to do a Patreon video tonight, but had to slightly change direction a little bit as a little bit of news popped up. It was about 3 hours ago, but I've been very busy in the last 3 hours. But yes, a video has been posted. And also apologies if the quality isn't great on the stream tonight. My apologies. We've got a internet kind of like logo floating around. So I imagine it will be a bit rough, possibly a bit glitchy. My apologies on that one. Nothing I can do about it, unfortunately. So a video popped up a few hours ago from American Dream and Hasbro Pulse, who posted a little reel regarding a G.I. Joe battle station sort of live event fun zone located at American Dream in New Jersey, which, of course, we knew that American Dream was going to be doing a Hasbro-related sort of kind of situation. There was a lot of kind of names thrown about, and G.I. Joe was one of the brands that was mentioned. And what's really cool is that they have actually gone ahead and done what looks to be some sort of laser tag on steroids sort of scenario. Like I said, it's only going to be a short video. Don't have to worry, guys. We're not going to be on here for ages, but I did want to quickly go through some of the images that popped up on that video. So here we go. Yes, so this video pops up. By the way, do you like how I've managed to somehow piece together G.I. Joe Battle Station logo after basically having it just pan across said logo? Yeah, that's why it's taking me so long to go live tonight. My apologies. I was trying to take a picture of two parts of the logo on the video and fuse them together. And you can see roughly where that fusing happened. It's not clean, but it's the best I could do in such a short period of time. I'm proud of it. And therefore, that's all that matters. So yes, G.I. Joe Battle Station, this video pops up, and it kind of shows a few images of effectively G.I. Joe vehicles in action. It's located at American Dream, and which again is in Rutherford, New Jersey. And American Dream is like a huge kind of complex. It's got shopping, dining, ski slopes, all sort of games, all sorts of crazy stuff. And now Hasbro are basically setting up a kind of Hasbro branded sort of game area. And it's going to have all sorts of different brands doing all sorts of different things, including G.I. Joe, who gets, again, this video is specifically about the G.I. Joe Battle Station. It's the first we've really seen of it. We knew that something was coming. Yes, it's basically Disneyland for G.I. Joe there, Jay, 100%. If you're proud of your logo, we are proud of you. Thank you, 36 Cypher. Dusty Rose is the only American Dream, says Jay. Amazing. Hello, Agent Chuckles. Hello, everyone in the chat. Really appreciate you guys jumping on. Again, it's going to be a short one. Have no fear. But anyway, from that's pretty much all the information we're aware of at the moment. I'm not sure exactly when it kicks off. I have a feeling it might be now, but the images might be from like a, hey, you get an early kind of look at everything. And basically, here are some of the kind of highlights from that video. We have what appears to be some sort of hiss tank on the left-hand side, the 813, very nice indeed. And again, you've got people kind of like in the background of some of these shots with laser rifles. So it is effectively laser tag, I think. And those kind of like, what are they called? Like those kind of like purple glowing canisters sort of have a little bit like kind of like a Dr. Mindbender in his lab sort of vibe. But it looks like people were putting their rifles into those little ports, either to like shoot other people on the other side, or to charge up their rifles, possibly. I don't know. But it looks like a lot of fun. I don't know what that vehicle on the right is, but it kind of has some like the front of a whale sort of vibes. I don't know what it is, though. It's probably just generic kind of stuff. But again, quite fun. And I like the fact that effectively we've got laser tag, but with G.I. Joe branding. I feel like that is, it's sort of in the same realm as we've finally got a fun Wrath of Cobra style arcade G.I. Joe game. They just needed to brand something that made sense for a live sort of G.I. Joe experience. And we don't know all of the details yet. Of course, we've only seen this video so far. But it says, get ready to step into action. with the new etc etc. So I imagine there's going to be, it's going to be opening soon, and we're like, I mean, we're a good like 3 hours away, possibly a bit more, but I think that's close enough to try this place out. If I have to like gun it up there for like a weekend just to see what it's like for the, like a Saturday or something, just absolutely rinse it up there at 4 a.m. just to see what it's like and then rinse it back again, then I might try it. Oh no, it's the poison canister Snake Eyes carries around. Well, that's going to be interesting. Yeah, hopefully you won't be trapped underground while gas seeps in. That'd be kind of fun though, wouldn't it? If they had like, that'd be great. If they'd have really thought about this and had a section where there was like basically a long kind of carved out cave-like tunnel and snake armors just flip around shooting at you and you have to shoot them. That would be cool. Already incorporating energy on the shelf presence, indeed, yes. Yeah, it looks like laser tag basically past the pierogi. You can see the guy on the right-hand side in the image in the background. You can kind of see him kind of wearing, he's got like a laser tag section on his chest, and he's got like the rifle as well. And there's another image, I didn't take a picture of the image to show you guys now, but at the end of the video, and you can see the video in the link, we've got a link in the description to that Instagram post by American Dream and Hasbro. But no, I find this quite exciting. And, you know, we had a lot of sort of G.I. Joe related theme park and game sort of, and yeah, kind of almost like news that was kind of creeping around a number of years ago. Probably, was it around just before Classified kicked off? And then when Classified kicked off, we of course had the Malaysian kind of like, adventure camp as well. So it's interesting that at least one of the branding aspects is going forward with this particular American Dream kind of situation. And I am definitely going to have to try it out. I'm going to have to try this one out. There is a guy in the top left image as well, Jamie Lynn. Yeah, I said they were in the background of the images, but I was aware of that one that was standing on the top of the back of the hiss tank, basically. But yeah, it just looks like, yeah, like platform. It's effectively laser tag, isn't it? But we'll see. If there might be some other cool stuff they have there. There might be some other cool branded G.I. Joe stuff. They might throw in some other games as well, which would be really fun. But anyway. That's pretty much it. We did have that bit of news. Like I said, as I was talking before, the Malaysian adventure camp was one bit of news. But prior to Classified kicking off, there was a lot of news regarding a company that was putting together like theme attractions and trying to sell them effectively to theme parks that had G.I. Joe related kind of, situate. Like there was like a vamp type vehicle that was almost like free roaming, which I don't know how that would have worked, but it sounded kind of fun. Hiss tank as well. They did all sorts of stuff like this, and they did a big show at one of the events. We talked about that years ago, and maybe, you know, that could be something that happens in the future. But for now, we have American Dream and we have the G.I. Joe Battle Station, which I'm very excited to try out at some point in the future. I will try and gather some more information before the weekly on Saturday, and Pat and I will go into more detail, of course, then. But that's it, pretty much. I didn't want to go in for too long, and I still might be able to squeeze out that intel for my Patreon crew. So that's it for today. I know it's a quickie. I know it's like 10 minutes, and you're thinking, Chris, that's not enough. Hey, we've got way more for you coming up. We've got the weekly on Saturday. We've probably got more news to burst about. I imagine there'll be something on Friday, even though I'm going to try and do, or I'm at least going to try and work on getting Blowtorch ready for Sunday. So Let's Talk Classified Blowtorch, hopefully for Sunday, bust that one out. But for now, I'm going to call it a night for you guys. And if you're one of the Patreon crew, then obviously I will see you in a few moments, hopefully. All goes well, but we'll do a little Q&A for that as well. So anyway, cool. I'll see you guys on the next one. Just a little bit of news for you regarding American Dream and Hasbro. That's it for tonight. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do. 1, 2, 3. Full force. Fighters. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always,
full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full force.